Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's recording of the interviews that we did at CPAC, and I apologize, I've been absent a couple of days. Had a minor medical injury, and had to get that checked out, and needed to take a couple of days of rest to work on recovery. So I appreciate your prayers. Keep those coming. Very important. All right, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Pastor Clenard Childress Jr. will be with us. He is the founder and the president of BlackGenocide.org. BlackGenocide.org. If you've never checked out that website, never heard of that before, I would encourage you to do that. We'll talk with him about the real war on Black America that is actually taking place. Robert Curry is with us, top of the next hour, and we'll talk about our founders and our founders' actual vision for America versus the John Locke imposter. Is it the God of the Bible or some druid god of nature? We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the next hour. Barbara from Harlem is with us. We'll get a Harlem perspective coming up at the bottom of this hour, and I believe that you will enjoy Barbara's time with us. She's been with us before. She is a great American and has just some really powerful things to share from her perspective in Harlem. But joining me right now is a dear friend, a good brother in the ministry. He has His Glory is are the programs, and you can find them, by the way, at hisglory.me and click on the programs, 100 Days of Truth. There's Amanda Grace, who I know is followed by a lot of you and a lot of my friends as well. A Window into the Supernatural. I had the pleasure of being on that program. You can find all of the archived programming there as well. And I want to welcome to the program my friend Pastor David Scarlett. Pastor, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg, and our prayers are for you to have a speedy recovery.
Thank you. Thank you. Greatly appreciate that. Well, speaking of recoveries, you know, America is in a place where I think she needs to recover who she truly is. And you and I were talking in the green room. There seems to be a real hunger in spite of all of, and I don't know if I shared this with you or not, but Facebook actually shut down my sermon and my testimony over the weekend.
Not surprised.
Yeah, they said that it was spam, and that it was false advertisement, fraud, and a security risk. I don't know. I don't know how a church service scares them so much, but apparently this one did. But talk about the hunger that we're seeing, because we talked about, you know, Americans have not for maybe many years, and you can append on how many years that may be, really heard about the God of the Bible. Talk to me about some of the things that you're seeing as you guys are traveling the country.
Well, we're seeing a hunger for the God of the Bible. We're seeing a hunger for the truth, the Word of God. And you're seeing all across the country and all across the world. The world is looking at America as that beacon of hope. And that beacon of hope and that beacon of light is founded in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He is the Word. So when we see this, we're seeing a tale of two worlds. We're seeing the world that seems like it's melting down and getting worse in the last 18 months with the COVID and vaccines and all this stuff. But in the middle of this, we're seeing a remnant rise on fire and thirsty and hungry for the Word of God. They're pouring into it. And it's not just in the United States. We're seeing it expand, as we're talking in the green room, into Israel as well. I have generals in the Israeli army talking to me sidebar, wanting to know who Messiah is. And we're truly living in the Ezekiel 37 moment.
You know, and I think about, too, that, you know, phenomenally transformed lives as well. A very famous individual who had a huge following before social media and so forth, you know, shut him down and the left really went after him. But Milo Yiannopoulos had a huge following, especially during the beginning of President Trump's time in office, and he recently rededicated his life to Christ, and is actually talking about putting together in Florida a reparative therapy operation, and you know, I mean, that to me, that is a sign of the kinds of transformation. When you simply preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are people who are wanting that truth.
Absolutely. We saw that in the last places we were. We were just in California for the Anaheim Freedom Conference, where many gave their life to Christ at that event. We had an event in San Clemente that thousands showed up as Amanda Grace and our team, His Glory team, were praying over people. And we baptized over 400 people in the Pacific Ocean. There is a fire, and you should see the fire in these people. It's movement, and they're sharing this, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is really, really spreading throughout this country and the world.
You know, for a lot of years, there has been an argument in the church. There was the seeker-friendly version. There was the, you know, no, we've got to water down what we're saying, because we need, that's the only way we're going to be able to, you know, talk to people and so on. Do you feel like the word needs to be watered down?
No, absolutely not. And you see the judgment coming from God on the watered-down conforming church. We were talking in the green room earlier. You're seeing five or six big name pastors falling each week. God is dealing with the conforming church right before our very eyes that is not teaching the true infallible Word of God. And there's a huge paradigm shift to the remnant that is completely all in on the Word of God. And the judgment and separation of these two churches, the conforming church, which is conforming to the world, versus the remnant church that is preaching the truth of Jesus Christ and is on fire, it is growing and growing and growing. It's a magnificent time to be alive, because truth is coming out, and that only truth is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And God's divine design and plan for how we would live out our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to me
about...
Go ahead.
The Bible is the Bible is the blueprint for our life. Every single question we ever have in our lifetime, the answer is in the Word of God. That's why Satan doesn't want us to get into the Word of God, because the answers are there, and the answers are only through him. And the more we get into the Word, the more it sustains us, the more it builds us up, the more we get closer to him, and we walk in his path for his precepts and commandments instead of walking to the conforming world. That's where the church has got it wrong, the conforming church. And God's saying, no more. Judgment's coming down on this conforming church, and my remnant will rise. And we're seeing that right before our very eyes.
When I hear people talking about, you know, where we are and the timeline that we are in, I remind them that, you know, he's coming for an unblemished church. Now, yes, we can talk about the fact that our righteousness is as filthy rags before him, but even still, Christ is looking for a church that is all in, on his plan and how he views the world, the biblical worldview. And I would say that in many respects, the church has, as we're talking about this conforming church that's being judged right now, it's really being judged based on apostasy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're defining the Church of Philadelphia. That's what Christ told us. The world would think of the Church of Philadelphia as meek. But Christ tells us to the Church of Philadelphia that you never denied my name. And you never deny my word, so I'll make you a pillar in my new Jerusalem. You have to be in the word not to deny his word. So we have to get in the word. That's the key. Get in the word of God. Don't get it from a man. Don't put your hope in a man. Don't put your hope in a woman. Don't put your hope in a pope. Put your hope in the living Christ and his word. He is the word.
Well, and I think another thing, too, that the Lord has really been impressing upon me is the church's response of, whenever there's some challenging situation that arises, the response is, we really can't understand God. And I look at John 15, where Jesus clearly said, no longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends, because a servant knows not what the master is doing, but I've revealed all things to you. John 17, his prayer regarding us being unified, not just as the body of Christ, but also with him. It seems to me that in every situation, if you understand who he is, then you can lay that over any situation you're dealing with. And yes, it's not outside of his character.
That's right. I mean, you made a marvelous point. You know, that's what the conforming church is doing. While God works in mysterious ways, that's their way of punting. If the deeper you get in the word, just like the scripture you just said, that I now call you friend, he will reveal those things to us the closer we get to him. The more we get into the word, the more we meditate on him, and the more we listen for his steel or his voice, he's going to share these things with us.
In all your ways, acknowledge him. I think to that, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And it becomes a habit. In every little way, in every little thing, in every positive thing throughout your day, the recognition that anything good comes from God, all of it, doesn't matter what it is, thought pops into your head, whatever it is, the good thoughts, the good things, the good actions, the good leadings, every good thing comes from him.
Amen. Amen.
And it makes, an enormous difference. When we get back, Pastor David, if you'll do me a favor, I would like you to share, because I'm going to bet that there are some people here in our audience today that need a word of hope. And then how do I pray for this country? How do I pray for where we are right now as a nation? How do I pray with authority over my community, over my city? Because, folks, what has to happen first is we better war in the spirit so we can see a manifestation of his presence in the natural. We'll be back. Pastor Dave Scarlett, his glory right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And my special guest is Pastor Dave Scarlett. And you can find him, again, at His Glory. And it's HisGlory.me. HisGlory.me, and I really encourage you to check out all of their incredible programming. They've got phenomenal programming, and if you're not following them, well, you should be. Pastor Dave, talk to us, if you would, just a brief message of hope, and then how do folks pray over their community And let me just give it to you. Go for it, brother.
Okay. The first is the name of your program is perfect. Chosen Generation. We are that chosen generation. And we're chosen, but will we stand forward with our heart in the name of Jesus Christ? How do we become the light again? How do we become that light? And of course, it starts with truly repentance. We repent of the sins that we've done, past, present, and future. We need to then have a love relationship with Jesus Christ in our heart. But from there, once that happens, we need to take action. As David had to take action against Goliath, he knew the Most High God had it, but he had to take the stone and fire the shot. We need to move forward in Jesus Christ. We need to take action. There's no more being on the sidelines and politely clapping. It's time to take action in the name of Jesus Christ, to be bold in his name. Get involved in your local elections. Get involved with your school districts. Make a pendulum change to foundational change that God is the leader of this country, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are established by our Constitution and our forefathers. We need more biblical people who believe in the Word of God in these school boards, in these congressional and Senate and governor races, and we need people who understand our Constitution. So this is a time of great hope. I really believe this is the greatest time to be alive. Only if you choose, as your program says, this chosen generation, only if you choose in your heart to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you do, it has to come from the heart. It has to be all in. And once you're all in your heart and you get in his word, it's going to transform you. It's going to transform everything you do, and you're going to become on fire for him. We're in the end days. We're in the time of Ezekiel 37. We're in the time of Joel 2. This is the time of the great revival. And you don't want to look back on this and say, boy, I wish I would have been a part of this. It's time to step forward now. And you can do that no matter where you're at, listening to this broadcast. You listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Seek him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Because the scripture tells us if you seek him diligently, he is diligently, you will find him. And then take action for his name. He will guide your steps, as the scripture tells us, and get involved. Take massive action for the kingdom, and let's make this revival go from the United States throughout the entire world in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that's why we named the program. That's why God had me name the program Chosen Generation, Pastor Dave, because it's based on 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. And it's why, and I've had people say to me, well, why do they ever say the scripture, and why do you open with that? Well, because those may be the most positive and powerful words you'll hear all day. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who'd not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. Those are such powerful words, if you'll embrace them and act upon them. Pastor Dave, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, my friend. I love you, and I can't wait to see you in San Antonio.
I'm looking forward to it. Face to face, absolutely. And it's only July. We'll be in touch, I know, between now and November for sure. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
Please tell all of your team thank you, and God bless them for all that they do. I know it takes a team for us to do all that we're doing, and I'm grateful for yours. God bless you. We'll be back with more after
this. This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this lesson. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/ Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.